4EK,
4ASVC.
4ASVC,
please. WDQ, KO4, WDQ.
For WDQ, I believe it was KO4, HKX.
Can you try that one more time?
As to why there isn't any activity on the 442.25 70 centimeters, it's got a repeater in, I think, Greenville, too.
I can't answer. I don't hear much of anything on there. I'm not sure which repeater that is. This one here will have the most traffic on it, and a lot of the other ones that are around, but I don't ever hear anything on them.
I noticed that almost everybody's on the FM and nobody's using other stuff. Fusing and you see that?
I see the same thing. I'm messing around with DMR some. Trying to get set up to where I'm the SC Hart and the local DMR repeaters. So working on that, I have my hotspot set up. I'm doing so I can use it that way. But yeah, I see the same thing you do. There's just not a lot going on. Most everybody's here on the 610 or on HF, I believe.
Do they use that much on HF? I haven't been on HF yet.
Are you talking about DMR or Fusion on HF? Most everybody's on FM on, or single sideband on HF.
Oh, okay.
From your call, it looks like you got your license not too long ago. I've had mine. Here, guys, on everybody's really good to help. If you have any questions on tonight, they have a round table to where if you have questions to help newer guys like us get started, they'll do that after the net. There is a net every night at 9 o'clock. So real good to check into there and get to know everybody. That's how I did it to get started. And I'm telling you, there's a wealth of knowledge on this repeater right here.
Check into that net quite often on the 610. I was thinking about bringing that question up. I was also curious. I'm thinking about bringing it up one night and ask them also why don't they do any 442.25777.
I don't know on that one. I know there are some repeaters around for it, but you don't hear a whole lot on it. So mainly a small network of guys that are dealing with that and that's it. So, but the nightly net would be a good place to ask that question. Maybe somebody else can answer it. Nice to meet you. I am Patrick, by the way. Sorry about that. Forgot to tell you that. But I am at my next stop, so I'm going to go in here and take care of business and get the rest of my day going. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
This is Greg at KO4WTQ.
SJ, 4 Sierra, Julia Charlie.
4WTQ, you're breaking up.
SJC, I'll wait till I get up downtown. I'll wait to get up a little up. SJC, that station that came back. You got a copy on? SJC, we're listening.
KO4HKX, KA3JCA. KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard.
Question for you. I got my base done for the GMRS where it works. I haven't done the handheld yet. But do you know of any of the GMRS repeaters around here that are open?
Right off the top of my head, but you can go to a website called MyGMRS and get all that information.
I'll go look for it right now.
I can help, but I'm going to step out. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, 73KA3JCA.
K3JCA and 4SJC, you copy?
Hello, Mr. Steve. At 4SJC, KA3JCA, loud and clear.
11:48, getting ready to be 12 o'clock, isn't it? How's your day going so far, Richard?
I've been busy this morning. I was working on my mobile rig and got it kind of set up the way I wanted to. I have a few minor tweaks to go back and redo, but it's up and running the way I want it to. I don't have a 220 intended to try 220. Apparently there's a 220 repeater in Spartanburg that if I had one up on the 40-foot level, it might be able to key it up. I don't know. So I can't try that out right now. So I got the base mobile rig done. Did some more programming with the code plug and got into it. My daughter had trouble with her car. So apparently the battery's good, so it's now something electrical. I'm thinking now it may be in the switch because she can sometimes start it, sometimes she can't. So, other than that, it's been a pretty good day. It's nice and sunny outside.
Well, yourself. Did I hear you say something about GMRS?
Yeah, you do. I went ahead and applied for my GMRS license because I have family members that are not ham. So if I get some GMRS radios, then they'll be able to talk.
Yeah, roger that. I got my GMRS license first after playing around with Zello. Then my buddy told me to go pay the $35 and get on the GMRS. See how you like it. So we did get a GMRS license and enjoy that as well. So yeah, very cool.
I figured I'd do is if I win another radio, then what I'll do is for what was transmitted here or not. If I still get used to the dual band on the radio. I have two receivers or two speakers so I can hear my DMR in the background. But what I was going to say is I'll take one of the other mobiles and I can put it in professional mode, which is FCC Part 90 type accepted, so I could use that on GMRS.
How you like that?
Yeah, I got the my other handheld. I'm going to try to program it later. My wife's not using it, so I'm going to experiment with it, put it in a professional mode, and put the GMSR. There's 22 channels for GMRS that are all simplex, and then there's 8 channels that are the repeater channels. And then, of course, you can assign your own tone based on whatever the open repeaters are.
Well, you sound like you got it all figured out. Very nice. Yeah, we just had some errands to do this morning. They had to run out to Costco, and I feel like I live in that place. And then we just drove around downtown trying to get a little more acquainted with downtown. So now we're back, heading back to the apartment here on Verde Boulevard in Lawrence. And I think we're going to take ourselves to the pool.
Okay. Yeah, Costco's just nice. I have a membership at Sam's, and my wife has the one for Costco, and so we have the best of both worlds, I guess.
Nice. They're kind of different, but we like certain things, the wife and I, Sam's versus Costco, and vice versa. So. All righty, sir. Good to hear you in there this morning. Sounding good for sure. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm sure we'll be talking again here soon. I'll probably take one of my DMRs, take my firefighter down to the pool so you'll hear me. Have yourself a good one, and we'll talk to you soon. 73 for now. KO4 is JC. K4 is JC, back to
you. Okay, Steve. Well, you'll have to get your daughter to get her ticket for ham radio there. Hi, hi. So, if she needs help, let me know. KA3JCA.
That's all. It'll take some work. KA3JCA. I missed your call sign. I'm sorry about that. That's what happens when you're in the mobile. KA3JCA and 4SJC. Clear.
KA4GS.
KA3JCA.
Talking to me there and go ahead. This is AA4GS.
Talking to N4SJC, Steve.
Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'll back off you off the frequency, but I'm up here in Charlotte now and was basically just searching to see if my radio was working right. Okay, thank you very much. AA4GS, I'm out of it.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Yeah, he was back at his house where he's staying, and so he signed off, and I'm just monitoring KA3JCA.
M3.
Yes, yeah, N4SJC, we're still on frequency. Yeah, go ahead, you're in Charlotte?
He's trying to talk to a buddy of mine on the mobile, and he says I wasn't transmitting or he wasn't received, one of the two. So I'm assuming that I was transmitting since I'm reaching you guys. So let me see, this is Greenville repeater, right?
This is the Greenville repeater, Caesar's Head. But, yeah, you're making it in, no problem, 5959, no problem. Just want to acknowledge the station there. N4SJC, back to you.
Roger, roger. Okay, well, let me get back to my buddy on the mobile up here. At least we know he might need to search for a problem on his end. Thanks for the info, Bubba, and all the help. AA4GS, have a good one.
I'm business. Have yourself a super fantastic day. AA4GS and 4SJ. We're clear.